This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the latest USDA crop progress numbers show Iowa farmers have made up a lot of ground after a slow and frustrating start to the planting season this spring. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says recent stretches of favorable weather allowed farmers to move quickly once conditions finally improved. We'll talk with him right after this.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says this spring has been another reminder of just how variable Iowa weather can be from one part of the state to another. But he says modern equipment allows farmers to take advantage of every available window that we have.
Yeah, I'd say fits and starts, right? I mean, there were some windows that opened up kind of in April early, and some folks took advantage of that and then sat for a while. But yeah, it's been a bit of a challenge. As things started, we were behind. We were actually several days behind, and now we really have largely caught up. So, you know, approaching where we say the end here. But look, it's still been true that there's parts of the state that have been dry. There's parts of the state that have had too much moisture. I guess you and I could probably go back, rerun the tape from every year that we've talked about this time of year, and I would probably have to say, or would have said something similar, which is variability. Always reigns supreme. But we were able to, I think, take advantage of some clear windows, cover a lot of ground. And that's the thing that we know now is with equipment being what it is, folks can get a lot of acres in when the window does open. So yeah, sitting here pretty good.
While planting progress has improved drastically, the recent rain systems have also brought rounds of severe weather across parts of the state. Nag says that we have seen reports of structural damage from wind, hail, and isolated tornado activity.
We've had moisture, which we needed, but unfortunately here in the last few days, that has also come with some severe weather, wind, hail, some tornadoes, definitely hearing about and aware of some damage to farms, to communities, and to some ag business facilities as well. So we never like to see that, but unfortunately that's come with some of that moisture that we needed.
Nag says that one small positive from the slower planting pace earlier this spring is that the crops are mostly still relatively in their early stages of development, which may help limit widespread crop damage from recent hail events.
The full story is still coming out, but that's exactly right. We're not in June here, end of June or into July, certainly from a crop development standpoint, and sometimes that can actually be a blessing. So yeah, I don't think we won't say that there's, you know, widespread crop damage because of that early nature.
Nag says that there are still some pockets of Iowa where farmers would like to see a few more acres planted, while other areas could use a stretch of calmer weather after several rounds of thunderstorms over the last couple of days. He says the story continues to vary widely depending on where you are in the state, with some areas still needing moisture while others have dealt with repeated rains and isolated severe weather. Still, as Iowa heads towards June, Nag says the overall picture is much improved compared to where things stood earlier this spring, and many farmers were able to take advantage of those narrow planting windows to make up significant ground in a relatively short amount of time. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe for our daily e-newsletter, which comes out every weekday at 5 p.m. This has been Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.